Jester presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, The Glass Key. The starring players...
This is Alan Ladd.
This is Marjorie Reynolds.
And this is Ward Bond.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Paramount Pictures' exciting mystery drama, The Glass Key. It stars Marjorie Reynolds as Janet, Alan Ladd as Ed, and Ward Bond as Paul. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in The Glass Key.
Paul used to say we made a great combination. He had the fists and I had the brains. Not that you could call him dumb. You don't get to be political boss of a state without having something under your hat. The trouble was, when he wanted something, he just grabbed it off and didn't count the cost. And that's what worried me that night.
Say, Ed, the new posters just came in. How do you like them?
Elect Ralph Henry Governor.
Three-color job. Not bad, huh?
Paul, are you really going through with that crazy idea?
What crazy idea?
Throwing in with old man Henry the whole reform ticket.
Why, sure. We're making the deal tonight at dinner. At his house. Hey, what's the matter? Don't you like it?
No more than I like those socks you're wearing.
Huh? What's wrong with them?
The clocks. They tick too loud.
Yeah? I thought they was pretty.
Nick Vegas isn't going to like it either.
No, ain't that just too bad.
You know, they raided his gambling joint last night.
Yeah, I know. I passed the word myself.
Nick bought protection. He's going to want it.
Yeah, but it just happens that we're cleaning up this town.
Paul, he's too big to take the boot from you now.
Maybe he's too big to take it laying down, but he'll take it. This is the kiss-off.
And after election, you think Henry will play ball?
I know he will, Ed. Why, he's practically given me the key to his house.
Yeah. Yeah, a glass key. Look out, it don't break off in your hand. I knew what the score was, of course. Old man Henry had a daughter, Janet Henry. Paul had met her and gone off his nut about her. I'd never seen the dame myself, so that night when Paul was at her place for dinner, I dropped in, too. Just happened I had to deliver some papers. I sat there and I watched Paul shooting off his mouth, and I watched her, laughing to herself, laughing at Paul. Then I couldn't take it anymore, so I got up to go.
You're going so early?
Yeah, I had some things to do.
I'll go to the door with you.
Evening, Mr. Henry. Good night, Paul.
Good night, Ed. See you in the morning.
I'm sorry you're leaving, Mr. Beaumont. I'm sure you must have some interesting stories, too.
Lay off, sister. I don't like your technique.
Technique?
Yeah, you've had enough laughs from the wrong side of the tracks for one night.
Oh, I've had enough forever. Mr. Beaumont, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, why?
Well, you work for him. You have to be with him every day. How can you stand it?
I ought to sock you right in the eye. She wasn't the only one in that family who was bothering me right then. She had a brother. Name was Taylor Henry. No good kid who'd been hitting all the gambling joints for months. I'd seen him lots of times at Nick Vegas's place, and I knew that Nick had his hooks in him. As it wasn't enough by itself, the young punk was running around with Paul's sister. And, well, that's one thing you've got to understand. Paul loved that kid sister of his. Wasn't anything he wouldn't do for. And I'd been wondering what was going to happen when he found out she'd been going to Taylor Henry's apartment. I didn't have long to wait. Just a few nights later... Hello?
Hello, Ed. This is Opal. Oh, Ed.
Oh, now, slow down, kid. What's the matter?
Paul found out about Taylor Henry and me. And he's going up to his house. He's going to kill him.
Oh, take it easy, Snip. Paul wouldn't be that crazy.
Oh, I tell you, he will. He's going to kill him. Oh, Ed, you've got to stop him, please.
Okay, Snip. Okay, relax. I'll go right over and head him off. I kept my promise. I went up to the house, a big house. There wasn't a light. The place was dark. I figured everything was under control, so I stepped off the curb to hail a cab, and I saw something laying there in the street. Yeah, something. Taylor Henry, and he was dead.
Okay, okay, just a minute. Oh, hello, Ed. Pretty late to be sociable. I was just getting ready to brush my teeth. Come on in.
Oh, Paul, did you find Taylor Henry tonight?
Oh, so Opal called you, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Did you find him?
I found his old man. I had a long talk with him.
Wasn't Taylor there?
No. Why?
Well, he's laying in the gutter outside his house. He's dead.
Is that so?
Didn't you hear what I said?
Sure.
Well?
Well, what?
He was killed.
You want me to get hysterical about it?
What do you want me to do? Should I call the police?
Don't they know about it?
Wasn't anybody around when I found him. Is it all right for me to say I found him?
Why not? Go ahead, use the phone.
Okay.
You're a big fool, Ed.
Well, one of us is. Come on, Snip, don't take it so hard. Everybody's got to go to a funeral sometime.
Oh, I loved him, Ed. And he loved me, I know he did.
Sure, maybe he did. But when you get a bad break...
Excuse me, Miss Madvig. I'm Janet Henry. May I speak to you for a minute?
If you want.
It's just that I think you ought to know something I just heard.
About what?
About Taylor's murder.
Come on, let's go, Snip.
I beg your pardon. I was talking to Miss Madvig.
Funeral's no place to talk about murder.
It is, if you just heard Nick Vegas talking to my father.
Nick Vegas, huh? What'd he say?
He said he's got evidence that would convict someone for Taylor's murder.
Who? Who did he say it was?
Your brother.
Listen, you. Why don't you peddle your scandal to someone who wants to hear it?
But, Ed...
Come on, let's go, Snip. I don't like the company.
Sit down, Ed. Glad to see you.
Are you?
Sure. But what brings you to the DA's office?
As if you didn't know. What about Taylor Henry?
Well, of course, some people think we're kind of slow in cleaning up that murder, but...
Yeah, who thinks so?
Oh, no one special. It's just, well, here. Take a look at this.
A letter, huh?
You know how it is. A lot of cranks around. They always write anonymous letters and...
Go on, read it.
Well, if Paul Madvig didn't kill Taylor Henry, how did his best friend happen to find the body?
You said anything about that to Paul?
No.
Don't.
Now, Ed, I'm not taking this letter seriously. It's just that, well, there's a lot of pressure on this case. The papers, the Observer especially.
You ought to know Nick Vegas owns the Observer. Matthews owes him $100,000. Dice.
Well, it's...
Let's have it far. What has Nick got?
He's coming in tomorrow to... Well, Ed, I just can't sit around and...
If Paul tells you to, you'll sit, stand, or ride a bicycle.
Listen, I'm district attorney of this city and county. If there's any reason why I shouldn't...
There isn't any reason. And I wouldn't like you to think you're going around thinking there was. I'm going up to see Paul. And if I were you, I'd buy that bicycle.
Now, look, yeah, just forget about it. I've had the newspapers after me before, and I'm still sitting pretty.
Ever tried sitting pretty in an electric chair?
Oh, don't scare me.
No, I'm serious, Paul. The Observer's hinting about a secret witness.
Hot hair.
You're wrong. Nick Vegas has promised to give them something. I'll patch up your trouble with him, Paul. He's the one who's spreading all the dirt.
I'll patch up nothing with that monkey. He's got to learn that when I say things are closed down, they're closed down.
All right, have it your own way, but don't count me in.
What?
I'm, pulling out for New York tonight. Yeah, come in.
Hello. Do you mind?
Oh, you, huh? What is this, slumming again?
You don't like me, do you, Mr. Beaumont?
I don't know. I think I do.
I'm pleased.
Why?
Why, you're very direct, aren't you?
Yeah, why are you so pleased?
Well, for some obscure reason, I think you're nice.
Okay, now let's have the not-so-obscure reason.
Well, I was hoping you'd help me. Tell me something I want to know.
Yeah, what?
Did Paul Madvig kill my brother?
No.
You're sure? After all, you're Paul's best friend, and you found Taylor's body.
How did you know it? All right, hand it over.
What?
The letter, come on. Give. Now you're being smart. I knew you had it.
But, I mean, I don't...
Sure, exactly like the one Farr got. Some half-witted crackpot.
But what if it isn't? I've got to be sure. Please help me. You want to, I can tell you do.
No.
I know why. It's because you're Paul's friend.
Now listen, don't get any corny ideas. If I wanted you, it wouldn't make any difference whose friend I was.
But you do like me. You just said you did.
Sure. Sure, you've got a pretty face, nice manners. But I wouldn't trust you out of this room. You're slumming, and I don't go for it. You think you're too good for me. But, sister, it happens I think I'm too good for you. Now, if you don't mind, I'll answer my phone. Hello? Yeah, speaking. You do? What for? Well, I'm not promising anything. No, don't be surprised I'm there. Yeah, that's right. About 15 minutes. Well, Miss Henry, I guess you'd better run along.
But aren't you going
to... You heard me, beat it. I just made a date.
I'm glad you're acting sensible, Ed. I'm glad you came over.
I'm glad you're glad, Nick. That makes everybody happy.
You're quite a guy, Ed. That's why I've been thinking about you. I figured you and I could slice some turkey together, if you'd break down and do me a little favor.
Yeah, what?
You ought to know plenty about Madvig.
What's your proposition?
Why did Paul bump off young Taylor?
Hey, that's a nice desk. Cost very much?
Plenty. But you haven't answered my question.
You haven't made your proposition.
I'll stake you to the finest gambling place in town. I'll let you run it to suit yourself. Give you plenty of protection.
Where would you be getting protection?
Uh-huh. You're not so hot for putting in with me, are you?
It wasn't my idea, so I guess I might...
Sit down!
Yeah, sure, sure.
I'll give you 10 grand in cash right now. 10 more on election night if we beat Paul. And the gambling house office still goes.
What do I have to do?
Give your story to the Observer. How Paul's sister phoned you. How you went up to Taylor's house.
So you know about that?
Sure. Sure, I know everything about that kid. I had to. He owed me so much dough.
Say, you didn't knock him off, did you?
Don't be funny. Now, look. If you'll talk, tell me why Paul bumped the kid off. We can go to the DA and...
Forget it, Nick. Nobody's going to see the DA. Nobody's going to talk either.
That's what you think. Hey, Rusty. Jeff.
What's up, Nick?
You want us, puss?
Okay, Ed. If you want it this way, you can
have
it.
Well, thanks. I guess I'll just...
That's you!
Hey, what do you know? He passed out from one clip.
Yeah. So he did. All right, now bring him to. And then clip him again. And keep on clipping him until he talks.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
So many of you have asked me in your letters why your face shows signs of age sooner than other parts of your body. The answer is simply this. The skin of your face is much finer textured. It's more delicate, more easily damaged by wind and sun, by dirt, by rough or careless treatment. That's why I think it's such a mistake to use beauty creams that must be rubbed in to do their job. You see, rubbing your skin, rubbing and stretching those fine, delicate skin structures, may easily do more harm than good. That may surprise you, but it's an important thing to know. Rubbing may stretch the skin, may break down its firm texture. Yes, it can make you look years older than you are. However, millions of women who use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream have no such problems. For this famous cream isn't rubbed in, as most other creams are. Being so velvety soft, it doesn't need to be rubbed in. Lady Esther four-purpose face cream is just smoothed on, gently. Then wiped off. That's all there is to it. The cream itself does the work, not your fingers. Lady Esther four-purpose face cream thoroughly cleans your skin without rubbing, softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and leaves a lovely smooth base for powder, all without rubbing, which may break down and damage the delicate skin structures. And if you have an especially dry or sensitive skin, listen. Lady Esther Face Cream contains one of the most beautifying ingredients known to modern science. A single application often makes your skin look softer, more pliable, and younger looking. Tomorrow, make this simple experiment. Get a jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and prove to yourself that here at last is a face cream you don't have to rub in to bring out the beautiful qualities of your skin.
Now, Lady Esther presents the second act of The Glass Key, starring Ward Bond, Marjorie Reynolds, and Alan Ladd.
That chef weighed over 200 pounds yet. Had fists like hams. I knew how to use them. I don't know how many times he clipped me, how many times I got to my feet, or how many times he clipped me again. The next thing, they had me in a little room somewhere. When I came to, I was stretched out on a cot, and Jeff and Rusty were sitting at the table. They were playing two-handed poker.
What do you got, Rusty?
Two pair.
That makes $4 I owe you. Luck, he's coming through again. Ain't that nice? We can have some more fun.
Can you beat it? He's still trying to get up.
Deal him, Rusty. Sweetheart, you shouldn't want to try to get out. Remember, we warned you.
Take it easy, Jeff.
Be right there, Rusty. Deal him out. Listen, sweetie pie, you ought to lay down. You don't feel so good.
Watch out, you'll croak him.
You can't croak him. He's tough. He likes this, don't you, baby? Now, ain't that too bad? He's throwed another joke.
Let him lay, Jeff. Cards is dealt.
Right. Let me say, I'll take two.
Two off the top. Say, how long are you going to keep working on him?
Now, you know what Nick said. Until he spills the dope on Mavic.
Well, he don't show no signs of talking yet.
Ain't it a shame? I'll have to keep on trying.
After a while, a long while, I guess, the bell stopped ringing in my head. I managed to get one eye open, and finally I realized I was alone. Rusty and Jeff were out in the kitchen. I could hear them eating, even from there. Of course, they'd locked my door, and there wasn't any window in the room, just the cot and a lot of newspapers. That's what gave me the big idea. I crumbled them up and piled them by the door, and for once my cigarette lighter worked on the first try. Pretty soon I had a nice fire going, and pretty soon they smelled the smoke.
I told you we shouldn't have left him, Rusty, to heal. He's got the place on fire.
Grab him, Jeff. I'll handle the fire.
Grab him. Where is he? I can't see a thing with the smoke.
Oh, he's got to be in here somewhere. He couldn't get out.
Nah, he couldn't, except through the window.
Yeah, it was as simple as that. A nice, clean drop, and I was on my way to the hospital.
He's been calling for you, Mr. Madvig, ever since they brought him in. Well, there he goes again. Listen.
You're Madvig. Gotta see Madvig.
I'm here, Ed. Ed, it's me. It's Paul.
Paul. And Nick Vegas. Yeah, gotta stop him. Paul, he's...
Oh, he's fainted again. Need another transfusion.
Well, don't stand here talking. Get going, will you?
Oh, of course.
Listen, Doc, if this guy dies, I'll turn this joint into a warehouse.
I felt fine by the time they let me out of the hospital. Yeah, I felt fine until I saw the Observer. Big screaming headlines right across the front page. Practically accusing Paul of murder. I knew I had to move fast, so I followed a hunch. That night, I went to Taylor Henry's apartment. I found what I was looking for. A portable typewriter on the desk. And that wasn't all. While I was standing there, the front door opened. So I ducked behind the drapes and waited.
You! What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same question, only it happens I know the answer. Yeah, the same as all those other little poison letters. Paul Madvig didn't kill Taylor Henry. How did his best friend...
All right, I wrote those letters. I'm sure Paul killed Taylor, and I mean to prove it.
Yeah, what do you think Paul's going to do when I tell him?
You're not going to tell him. What good would it do? Besides, you're too fond of him to hurt him.
He'll get over it.
And there's another reason. I'm asking you not to.
Cut it out. Stay on your own side.
Oh, what's the matter? Can't you forget Paul for once?
Thought we'd settled all that. I told you Paul wouldn't make any difference if I wanted you, but I don't. Now that you know how I feel, let's get out of here.
Hi, Ed.
Hello, Paul.
Well, looks like you were right about that rat Farr.
Yeah, get the indictment.
Yeah, but don't worry. There ain't a judge in town that'll hold me.
Oh, Paul, listen, any judge will hold you if the evidence demands it. Look, you've got a level with me.
Haven't I always?
Yeah, but what about Taylor Henry?
What about him?
I ask you first. Oh, what's the matter? You're covering up for somebody or something? Come on, let's have it, Paul.
All right, I killed Taylor Henry.
Oh. But what happened?
I was laying into him about my sister. He got excited and took a poke at me, and I hit him. He fell back and smashed his head on the curb.
Oh, why didn't you say so before? You've got a perfect self-defense plea.
Well, it's on account of Janet. I want Janet, Henry. I want her more than I ever wanted anything. What chance would I have with her, even if it was an accident?
What chance do you think you've got with her now? She doesn't even like you.
Now, Ed, look, there's something...
I'm telling you, Paul, she's been trying to shove you right into an electric chair. She's been writing all those letters...
Will you shut up? Shut up and get out of here.
I'll get out when I finish talking.
You'll get out when you're told to. You haven't said anything, I believe. You never will. Now, get out of here, you heel. This is a kiss-off.
Okay, Paul. Have it your way.
Hello, Ed. Glad to see you. Sit down.
Thanks.
Sort of a surprise, you dropping in.
That's what you always say.
I didn't think you were going to hang around town. I heard you and Paul had split up.
Did you?
No fooling, Ed. What's on your mind?
You. Oh, listen, Father. They tell me your wife's folks live in Omaha.
Yeah?
You better wire them and say you and the missus are on the way.
Is this a rib?
It's a hunk of pretty good advice. Tomorrow, Paul's going to beat that indictment you hung on him, and the first guy he reaches out for will be you.
What do you mean he'll beat the ticket? How?
Well, first of all, and hang on to this one, it wasn't Paul that killed Taylor Henry.
How do you know?
Because he told me he did.
Now, listen, Ed, that don't add up.
Sure it does. It adds up swell. If Paul had done it, he'd have told me a long time ago. So I figure he's covering up for somebody, taking the rap, taking it for somebody extra special. And if you do like I say, we'll make the pinch, and you can postpone that trip to Omaha.
Who is it, Ed? Who do we have to bring in?
You better come along, Farr. See for yourself.
But Mr. Farr, Beaumont, this is absurd. It's the middle of the night. Janet is sleeping. I wouldn't think of disturbing her.
Mr. Henry, better get her down here. I'll go out and pull her out of bed.
This is outrageous. I'll call the police.
Don't bother. They're here. See those two cops through the window? Now, will you bring her down, or do I have to...
Ed, what is it?
Okay, Farr, there's your party.
Ed, what on earth does all this mean?
It means that Farr's got a warrant for your arrest.
Arrest? What for?
For the murder of your brother, Taylor Henry.
Ed.
Okay, Farr, better bring her along.
I'm sorry, young lady, I'm afraid
just
I have...
Just a moment, Mr. Farr. I think you'd better prepare another warrant. I am the one you want.
Dad.
I don't understand this, Mr. Henry.
I killed my son. I was with Paul and Taylor when they were quarreling out in front. But I sided with Paul. I told Taylor he was ruining my political career. He struck me. We scuffled. He slipped and hit his head on the curb. When Paul and I lifted him up, he was dead. I made Paul promise not to tell.
Oh, Dad. Dad.
You know, Farr, I was getting worried. Afraid we'd have to hang the girl to make the old man crack. Right in here, cabbie. I've got my bags all packed. You can take them down and... Oh.
Hello.
Oh, cabbie, you can start with those two over there.
Yes, sir. I got them, sir.
Now, what are you doing here?
I had to come.
Why?
Paul said you were leaving. I want you to take me with you.
No.
Oh, look at me, Ed. It's no use pretending. You love me and you know it. And whatever else you say, there's something inside that'll always tell me you're lying. Oh, it's true, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Oh, then take me with you.
No.
Why not?
Paul.
No. Paul isn't in this at all.
But you owe him plenty.
Yes, Paul's been fine, and I'm very grateful, but, Ed, that's all I could ever give him is gratitude.
I'm sorry, sister, that ain't enough.
Paul!
Now, look, Paul, I...
Go on, what are you waiting for, you goon?
Are you kidding?
What do you want me to do? Go out and get you a preacher? Go on, hurry up before I change my mind.
Thank you, Alan Ladd, Ward Bond, and Marjorie Reynolds for a thrilling half hour.
Mr. Myers, the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, both supported largely by this program, are doing such magnificent work that, well, we consider it a privilege to appear here with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Reynolds. Ladies, I'm sure you would never think of rubbing cream into the delicate skin of your eyelid or beneath the eye, because if you did, the skin might be stretched and injured. It might become inflamed. Now, to some degree, the same thing that happens to your eyelid happens to your face, because the facial skin tissue is finer, more delicate than the rest of your body. And there's the rub. Using thick, sticky cream that has to be rubbed in is not good treatment. Rubbing those fine, delicate skin structures is likely to make your skin look older than you are. And so it is clearly wiser to use a cream that requires no rubbing. Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. It's so soft, you need only smooth it on gently, then wipe it off. That's all. The cream does the work, not your fingers. Yes, Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream thoroughly cleans your skin without harmful rubbing. Softens your skin. Helps nature refine the pores, and leaves a lovely, smooth base for powder. It's the only cream you need, the modern scientific cream, which, without rubbing, does all four things your skin needs most for beauty. Try it. You will feel, you will see how quickly your skin responds to the gentle, beautifying touch of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Naughty Marietta. It will star Irene Manning and Alan Jones. Be sure to listen. The Glass Key was produced and directed by Bill Lawrence and was presented through the courtesy of the author, Dashiell Hammett, and Paramount Pictures, producers of To Each His Own, starring Olivia de Havilland and John Lund. It was adapted for radio by Harry Cronman. Alan Ladd is currently being seen in the Paramount picture, OSS. Marjorie Reynolds will soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Monsieur Beaucaire. Ward Bond is soon to be seen in the Frank Capra production, It's a Wonderful Life. Music on tonight's program was arranged by Wilbur Hatch and conducted by Lud Gluskin. This is Ted Myers speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.